In today's news headlines, global cases of COVID-19 infections have hit nearly 3 million, as infections in the United States alone accounted for almost one-third of that number. Several states in the U.S. have begun easing restrictions that were put into place to curb the spread of the virus, many of those states Republican-led. But their move contradicts the caution that public health officials are continuing to urge. On Sunday, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, which has been the hardest hit state by far, announced an outline of how his state could begin reopening after May 15th. Cuomo said, quote, "The numbers are on the decline. Everything we have done is working. There's no doubt that we've gone, at this point, through the worst. And as long as we act prudently going forward, the worst should be over." Cuomo's plan is cautious compared to states like Georgia's and involves reopening some low-risk businesses by mid-May. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reported on Monday that researchers with the Yale School of Public Health analyzed federal data on mortality rates in the U.S. and concluded that there were tens of thousands of excess deaths in the early weeks of the pandemic, then attributed to either COVID-19 or other causes. Their conclusion supports other research suggesting that the virus already had a stronger foothold in the U.S. far earlier than thought. Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, contradicted expectations, saying that there would have to be some sort of social distancing that will remain in place for months. But Vice President Mike Pence announced, quote, "We will largely have this coronavirus epidemic behind us by Memorial Day weekend." The Washington Post explained that, quote, "It was the latest instance of conflicting signals coming not just from state and federal leaders, but also from within the Trump administration in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic." Beachgoers in liberal California are also taking matters into their own hands. Tens of thousands of people flocked to beaches in Orange County and elsewhere to escape a heat wave that started on Friday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has urged people to respect statewide orders that remain in place. President Donald Trump continued to face a backlash from his bizarre comments last week in which he suggested, in front of reporters, that doctors research the use of sunlight and disinfectants administered internally as a means of virus treatment. Trump later claimed his comments were directed at reporters as a form of sarcasm. But according to The Hill, quote, "Poison control centers in a number of states have reported a rise in calls about exposure to household cleaners. New York City's poison control center saw double the number of cases from disinfectant ingestion compared to a year ago." Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, warned Trump, saying, quote, "I think when misinformation comes out, or you just say something that pops in your head, it does send a wrong message." Trump, reacting angrily to the widespread backlash, took the week off from press briefings and spent Sunday sullenly rehashing old conspiracy theories on Twitter that involved perceived coup attempts against him. He also inexplicably ranted about what he called Nobel Prizes for reporters, as opposed to Nobel Prizes, which he clearly confused with Pulitzer Prizes. And Trump waxed defensively about how hard he works for the American people, saying he has, quote, "probably gotten more done in the first 3.5 years than any president in history." He also lied about not leaving the White House in months, even though he visited his own Florida resort just last month. Meanwhile, the New York Times analyzed the 260,000 words that Trump has spoken during his coronavirus press briefings and came to the predictable conclusion that the president spent more time congratulating himself and spewing lies than giving out useful information or even expressing sympathy for the tens of thousands of Americans dying of the virus. Reports continue to trickle in over how the Paycheck Protection Program, intended for small businesses, helped anybody but small businesses. A number of large firms that have been under scrutiny received millions in taxpayer-backed loans. Specifically, a Georgia firm paid the government $6.5 million to settle a lawsuit and then got a $10 million PPP loan. Another company paid its executives $1.4 million and then got a $1.6 million loan. And a third firm received a loan just before buying up another company. There are also reports of Silicon Valley startups that just a year ago raised hundreds of millions of dollars from wealthy investors and then this year applied for the PPP loans because they viewed it as, quote, free money. And three publicly traded hotel companies owned by a wealthy Texas businessman received nearly $70 million in PPP loans. Analysts are worried that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to allow legislation on federal aid to states will lead to economic depression. The Washington Post explained that, quote, governors, mayors, and county leaders of both parties are clamoring for help in the next federal rescue package after McConnell and President Trump blocked such assistance in the $484 billion bill approved last week. McConnell had not bothered to hide his partisan contempt when he referred to aid for states as a, quote, blue state bailout last week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo slammed him, saying his state generates $116 billion more in revenues than it uses, while McConnell's home state of Kentucky uses $148 billion more than it generates. Cuomo said to McConnell, "It's your state that's living on the money that we generate." Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the next bill Congress takes up must include aid for states. But Pelosi herself faces accusations of acquiescing to Republican demands in the last bill. CNN's Jake Tapper asked Pelosi in an interview if she had made a, quote, tactical mistake in backing off on state aid, to which the House Speaker replied, "Just calm down. We will have state and local, and we will have it in a significant way. It's no use going on to what might have been." Pelosi has also formally endorsed Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden for president on Monday, saying that Biden represents, quote, hope and courage, values authenticity and integrity, and that he would be, quote, a voice of reason and resilience. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington has also endorsed Biden. Jayapal represents progressive voices within the party. She had backed Senator Bernie Sanders. Her endorsement of Biden was less laudatory than Pelosi's, as she said, quote, any progress toward a better future requires defeating Trump this November. A new AP NORC poll has found rising support for vote-by-mail elections to be held this November. Unsurprisingly, there's more support among Democrats than Republicans. But Florida, the nation's largest swing state and also Trump's new home state, is pushing to ensure vote-by-mail provisions in light of the pandemic. Also in Florida, a major federal trial over the right of former felons to vote has just begun. Even though Florida voters approved of the right, the Republican legislature has blocked the disproportionately non-white demographic from casting ballots. Finally, in international news, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is back at work after having recovered from a serious coronavirus infection. The Conservative leader, who had initially not taken the pandemic seriously, has now changed his tune, saying that the national lockdown must continue. He said in remarks on Monday, "I know it's tough, and I want to get this economy moving as fast as I can, but I refuse to throw away the efforts and sacrifice of the British people." And in New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who has earned praise for her early and organized efforts to stop the virus, declared victory against coronavirus on Monday. Ardern said, "There is no widespread undetected community transmission in New Zealand." She said she has, quote, "confidence that we've achieved our goal of elimination." And that does it for our news headlines today.